The League of Women Voters is calling on state lawmakers to reject a bill that was unveiled last week to require Wisconsin voters to show a photo ID at the polls before they can vote. Is this a reasonable requirement, according to the bill's author, or is it unnecessary, expensive, and unfair, as argued by our first guest in this hour? Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Thursday, January the 20th. We'll welcome your views for or against this voter ID legislation and your questions for both of our guests at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We will start with Andrea Kaminsky, Executive Director of the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. Thank you for having me.
Now, you say that this measure is unneeded, expensive, and unfair. Why is it unneeded?
Proponents of this bill say, of voter ID, say that it'll prevent voter fraud. But they can't yet point to an example of the type of illegal voting that this bill would prevent. They might refer to irregularities in the 2004 election in Milwaukee, and that led to about 7 convictions, almost all of which were felons who were voting inappropriately and would not have been prevented by ID. They point to a handful of fraudulent voter registrations by community groups in the 2008 election. Again, these would not have been prevented by voter ID. They were caught and charged and convicted under the current system, and they have felonies now, and they are facing severe penalties, as they should be. But that was done under the current system and would not have been prevented by voter ID.
Why would this be expensive, one of your other concerns, if all it means is we have to show a driver's license before we vote?
Well, it would be expensive directly to taxpayers to start this big program and implement it. The Department of Transportation a few years ago estimated that it would cost $2.3 million per year for their budget when it was proposed in 2005, I believe it was. And the Government Accountability Board in this bill would be charged with training local election officials and training and educating the public. That costs money. Local governments would have to have additional training because of this bill, would be dealing with something called provisional ballots, which they almost don't do now. That would cost a lot. But also for those of us who vote, if we don't have a driver's license or Wisconsin ID, we'd have to go to the DMV and get one, and we'd have to have the underlying documentation that's required to get a photo ID.
And that's a difficulty?
That's a difficulty for some people. Not for many people, but if you are elderly, if you're disabled, you have to arrange transportation, round-trip transportation to get to the DMV. And those of us who have driver's licenses know that you never know how long you're going to be there at the DMV, and yet you have to arrange for that transportation ahead of time. If you're up north somewhere, there might not be a DMV in your county. And you may not have good transportation services for disabled persons there. And so and you may not have a birth certificate. You were born in the South, maybe 80, 90 years ago, you were born at home. There is no birth certificate. There may be a notation in the family Bible. No birth certificate. And in some cases, you need to provide a photo ID in order to get a birth certificate, a copy of it. These are expenses to individuals.
supporters of this bill would say you need a photo ID, a driver's license to conduct almost any business you conduct in your daily life, be it renting a videotape to cashing a check, and that it is just a reasonable requirement to say that you should prove you are who you are when you vote at the polls.
Well, I don't know where they rent their videos, but I suggest they find a different place. I don't pull out my ID every time I go to rent a video. But that's kind of a flippant answer. Mm. The fact is, those are things we don't have a constitutional right to rent a video, to board a plane, that sort of thing, to cash a check. We have a constitutional right to exercise our voice by voting.
And your news release on this issue also said that this was even harmful. Why would it be harmful?
It's harmful if it keeps people from participating in the civic process. The League of Women Voters, our number one item in our mission is to encourage civic participation. We believe that government is better when people participate.
The author of this photo ID bill, Senator Lipum, who we'll be talking to after the news after 7:30, wrote in a news release, requiring voters to prove their identity is a reasonable requirement and a key step in restoring confidence and integrity in Wisconsin's election system. The vast majority of Wisconsin voters support this measure of responsibility, and the legislature should approve this photo ID legislation on their behalf. Your response to that?
It's true that in polls, when you ask people, most people say that wouldn't be a difficult thing to do. It's kind of interesting. They'll say that 80% of people support voter ID, and the fact is about 80% of people have a driver's license. We're talking about a minority issue, but this is really something that's too important. Our constitutional right to vote is something that's too important to leave up to surveys and take a popularity vote. The fact is, whether you have a driver's license or not, whether you are older or disabled or young and hopping in a car all the time, you have the right to vote.
You expect that this measure is likely to pass because we have a Republican-controlled legislature, and the governor himself was a former author of this legislation when he was in the legislature.
Yes, it appears it probably will pass. We hope that we can work with them to make this bill, to minimize the negative impacts and make it a little more fair.
What changes or modifications might you push for?
Well, one thing would be to broaden the types of ID that are that would be eligible. The Georgia bill, for instance, allows student IDs from state universities and colleges. That would be one thing that would help. There are other types of IDs that might be applicable. Secondly, to expand where you can get an ID. We have an election system where polling places are in our neighborhoods. They are made to be convenient. They're accessible, and the idea is that everybody can get to one pretty easily. It's inconsistent with that populist philosophy of our elections to require people to go to the DMV, which in many cases might be in the next, or in some cases would be in the next county, in many cases has restricted hours and require that. Another would be to give people a little more time after the election. The bill holds that if, when you go to vote, you don't have an ID with you, and this applies whether you own one or not, but if you don't have an ID with you, you'll be given what's called a provisional ballot. And that ballot is one that they set aside, they mark it as a provisional ballot, and it won't be counted, that your vote won't be counted unless by 4 p.m. the next day you either return to that polling place on the day of the election or your clerk's office the next day and provide your ID. You don't have much time. I talked with a municipal clerk the other day who said that many clerks actually do their public service as a volunteer or as a part-time position, and they work other jobs during the day, and they may be working in the next town. How are you going to bring your ID to that clerk?
Let's take a short pause. We'll welcome your calls in just a moment, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Our guest is Andrea Kaminsky. She is Executive Director of the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin. The League is calling on state lawmakers to reject a photo ID bill that was unveiled last week and is on the fast track of sorts in the state legislature. It would require Wisconsin voters to show a photo ID at the polls before they can vote. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. The League says that this bill is unneeded, expensive, and unfair. It's going to be cloudy and cold today. Some light snow near Lake Superior. Highs will be in the single digits in the north to the low 20s in the south. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. Stay tuned. Coming up after the news, after 7:30, we will welcome in the author of this photo ID bill, Republican State Senator from Sheboygan, Joe Lipum. Right now, we are talking with Andrea Kaminsky, who is Executive Director of the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin. The League is opposed to this photo ID bill. Mike in Toma is with us. Hello, Mike.
Good morning. I couldn't disagree with your guest more. As a voter, I want to make sure that my vote counts. I want to make sure that I'm not disenfranchised by having somebody else cancel my vote that, you know, really isn't, you know, maybe here legally or is, you know, casting multiple ballots. You know, we talked about, or your guest talked about the civic opportunities. You know, there's also a civic responsibility that goes with that. And I think getting some kind of documentation that you are a resident of Wisconsin is not overburdening. I do agree with your guest in that I think that some other kind of government-issued photo ID should be accepted, something either like through the Medicare or Medicaid cards or some other kind of government-issued documentation.
Mike, let me ask you, what do you make, though, of the argument that the handful of voter fraud cases in Wisconsin would not have been prevented by a photo ID at the polls?
You can point to those cases, but then there's other cases that you could say that there was that they would have prevented. You know, this has gotten a lot of attention because finally somebody has put a light on it that, you know, there is actually voter fraud. You know, up until now, that's all you ever heard was that there's not any voter fraud in the state. And lo and behold, guess what? There is.
Let me get a response from Andrea.
Well, there's still no evidence of it. And there are stories and people tell anecdotes. The Government Accountability Board recently started directing local election officials to collect data, to collect stories and so forth. And it'll be interesting to see. Our observations are that that most problems in elections come from error on the part of local election officials, the poll workers. We're all human, after all. And that is the problem. And to employ a big government program such as this voter ID program, the Sheboygan Press actually likened that. They said saying that voter ID is needed to fight fraud is akin to saying a sledgehammer is the best tool to drive in a thumbtack. I would go a little further and say that in this case the sledgehammer would miss its mark. It doesn't address the types of problems and the types of illegal voting that we have seen.
Mike says voting is yes a right, but it also carries with it responsibility.
Yes, it does, and I guess I agree with him very much that that making it more accessible, making this bill so that voting would be more accessible is a great idea.
Claire in Cedarburg, hello, Claire.
Good Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't believe that the photo ID is a good idea. I do think that voting should be accessible to people, and we should do everything we can to make the person feel more valuable. I think this kind of paranoid idea that people in your neighborhood or suddenly strangers will come in and vote in your name is very unfounded, but it's easy to put fear in people. I think it would cost a lot to train local officials. It would be a burden on the poll watchers. I've worked at the polls, and it would take a lot of extra time, and hopefully you'd have really good light so you could read all that small print on those IDs. And
right.
How many people really look like their picture? You know, it would really add to the long lines and probably disenfranchise more people.
That's funny.
Than
I just
it'd help.
Thank you, Claire. I just got my hair colored and I laughed when she said that because I don't look at all like my license. But anyway, you agree with Claire?
Yes, I do. And there are people, plenty of people around this state right now who are very actively looking for fraud. And yet we don't ever hear about actual stories that can be documented at all. Wouldn't you think they would make an effort to document those stories if they could find them?
Poll workers, this will be a burden on poll workers?
Yes, it will. In fact, a number of our league members are poll workers, and I've been hearing from them recently, and they say that they really would not want to be in that position of having to look at that ID and look at the individual who has, some of us age in 8 years. Some of us change our hair color, and some of us add glasses or take them away, and so forth. And you're going to have to look at that little itty-bitty picture that was taken at one point in time and judge whether this person is is the same person. It's a difficult role to put people in.
Yeah, and this is every time you vote. This isn't
every
just a registration type thing. It's every time.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Michael in Milwaukee. Hello, Michael.
Hello. First of all, I'd like to thank Andrea for bringing a voice of sanity to this conversation. She's doing a fantastic job. I would
thank
vote
you.
No to this. If I was voting on it, I would vote no to the ID bill. I think there's no real reason for it. It's kind of silly, actually. It's one of these wedge issues. It's a diversion. It's taking us away from talking about the real problems. Along with what Andrea said, investigations have shown that voter fraud has not been a major issue in Wisconsin. There's the cost to the program. When our governor is telling us he's going to cut costs everywhere, of course, we can't afford a train, but we can afford this silliness. One of the biggest problems with voter fraud, or they say that this is going to bring integrity to the system. The biggest problem with integrity in our system is all the false and misleading ads that perpetrate the airwaves, and it's filled with lies and misdirection, and I think that really poisons the integrity of the vote. And one last point, and if the Republicans were serious about bringing this is a Republican-Democrat issue, of course, everybody knows that, but if they were serious about it bringing integrity to the voting booth, maybe they should have a sobriety test now that Wisconsin is the drunkest state in the country to make sure that people are legally sober enough to cast their vote.
Well, I don't think we're going to debate that particular item. So many points, and I don't know if we have time to address every single one of them. What I'd like to know a little bit from your perspective, Andrea, is you said this is a Republican-Democrat issue. Everybody knows that. This is a what are your thoughts on that? Is it Republicans want to do this because it might suppress voters who might vote Democratic?
Well, that's what's said, and I guess I don't really want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
However, as the Republicans say, they want this to be that they don't really want to suppress the vote, and let's take them at their word on that, and that what they want to do is improve the integrity of our elections, then the most important thing is A, to make this bill as unrestrictive as possible for eligible citizens to vote, and secondly, don't fast track it. Don't underestimate how much it will cost to train local officials, to educate voters, and take the time to do it right. There is talk right now about having this in place for the April election. And they say that's because there will be a low turnout for that election. Well, we don't want an even lower turnout to elect our next Supreme Court justice. If this bill is important, if it's going to improve our elections, then it's worth it to take the time to do it right.
Well, this is one bill that apparently is on the fast track right now, but there's also a proposal to make this a constitutional amendment. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, we hope that doesn't happen because the Constitution should be there to protect our rights, and it should not be there to restrict rights.
Yeah. Are you we already talked a little bit that you're not too optimistic that this bill is going to be stopped in any way because of the support in the Republican-controlled legislature and governor's office. Are you hopeful that some of the modifications you're proposing will be included?
I'm hopeful, yes.
All right.
Yes.
Andrea Kaminsky is Executive Director of the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin, talking with us about why the League is concerned about this voter ID bill that is in the state legislature. Coming up after we check the news at 7:30, we will welcome in Republican State Senator from Sheboygan, Joe Lipum. And we'll continue to take your thoughts and questions on this, 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We'll check news and then we'll be back. We will, after 8 o'clock, be welcoming in the author of the book Disconnect: The Truth About Cell Phone Radiation. This is a guest who says that the verdict is still out on whether cell phone use is safe for everyone, and we'll find out how she recommends you protect yourself coming up after 8 o'clock. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Well, we just heard the concerns of a critic of the voter ID bill that's in the Wisconsin State Legislature, which would require citizens to show a photo ID at the polls before registering or voting. Our guest from the League of Women Voters in our last half hour said this bill was unnecessary, expensive, and harmful. Our guest in this half hour will address those concerns. He is the author of the bill. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 7:36 on this Thursday, January the 20th. We'll continue to welcome your votes on this issue and your questions at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Let me welcome our guest, and we are happy he's with us. Joe Lipum is a Republican state senator from Sheboygan. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. Great to be with you this morning.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Now, our guest from the League of Women Voters said this bill is unneeded. It is not going to stop some widespread problem of voter fraud, and mentioned that the small number of people who have been caught voting improperly in Wisconsin were mainly felons who didn't realize they couldn't vote while under supervision. Why is this needed?
Well, this bill is needed, and the requirement of asking an individual to prove their identity with a photo identification prior to voting is needed because we want to add some additional protections and build some additional confidence in our election processes here in the state of Wisconsin. This is a reasonable requirement, and I think it's a good thing in exchange for the additional protections that it's going to build in to ensure that every legal citizen's vote isn't taken or disenfranchised here in the state of Wisconsin.
But do we really believe there are people going to the polls? Is there a problem of people going to the polls and voting under other names?
There are. There are documented cases of that. You can go to the Department of Justice and get that information. The Milwaukee Police Department did a study on a number of different election fraud issues, and that information is there. But along with the documented information, there is just a substantial and, I think, huge concern across the state and a lack of confidence across the state in our election systems. And, again, this is a reasonable expectation for a voter to meet prior to voting in Wisconsin in exchange for the protections that it will build in.
Well, what steps will you take or will be in the legislation that would ensure that people who can't afford a photo ID or transportation to get to a place to get a photo ID can get a photo ID?
Yeah, we've really worked to ensure that we are not going to make it hard or disenfranchise anyone who has the legal right and is responsible and votes here in the state of Wisconsin. Specifically for the cost issue, if an individual isn't able to afford the cost for getting a state-issued ID or a voter certificate, we as the state then as taxpayers would cover that cost. We don't believe that's going to be substantial. You know, I talk to citizens across this state, and most people, to be able to function in today's society, have either a state-issued ID or a driver's license, and they use that for cashing their checks, for participating in government entitlement programs, for getting on an airplane, for renting a video, to purchasing cigarettes or alcohol. All of those basic aspects of life in 2011 require a photo ID, and most people across the state have taken the responsible step of getting either identification card from the state or have a driver's license from the state of Wisconsin. For those that don't, we will have a process to ensure that they can get those IDs. And again, if they cannot cover them from a cost perspective, the state taxpayers will pick up that cost.
So how expensive will it be to do this?
Well, we are getting a new update, a new assessment on what the financial impact or cost will be of this bill. That's one of the steps that takes place when legislation is introduced. The bill was just introduced last week into the legislative process. It's now being reviewed by the State Department of Transportation, and we are working with the department to really nail down a true estimate of what they think the cost will be to be able to not only provide these IDs to individuals that can't afford them, but then to also ensure that we have good, accessible opportunities for people to get the documentation that they need at a Department of Motor Vehicle Center or another location across the state.
Any concerns about poll workers who are worried about how this is going to back things up at the polls?
If there's legitimate concerns there, we want to understand them and work to address them. The vast majority of poll workers that I've talked to have said, you know, this is something that we welcome and that we've questioned all along why we haven't had not only this requirement to prove your identity, but also this document being provided so that we can more clearly and easily understand the individual's name and match that up appropriately with our voter list. We all know that we've got a lot of great citizens that, in a sense, volunteer their time on Election Day to be our poll workers. And a lot of those folks are individuals that have been retired or, you know, are later in their years. And they've admitted to me that having the opportunity to have a card, a photo identification card with an individual's name clearly on it would help them to actually more smoothly process an individual who comes up to vote in our election.
Yeah, we heard from a poll worker in our last half hour who was a little concerned that people don't look like their driver's license. What if a poll worker doesn't think, you know, I'm the person in the picture?
Yeah, there's a process there in which then they'll be able to work with the coordinator of their polling center, of their election center, to have that you know, determined if they don't feel comfortable with that. And if that identification can't be verified, then the individual would be able to cast a provisional ballot, and there would be a determination to ensure that that individual is the right person. But again, I think those instances are going to be rare, and in exchange for the protection and actually the ease of administrating our elections are going to be far greater.
Do you want this bill passed and signed by Governor Walker in time to be in place for the April elections?
Well, we wanted to move through the legislative process, receive a good public hearing and a good public discussion, and receive the support from the necessary legislative numbers that are required. And if that can happen and we can then smoothly implement this prior to April, I think we would go ahead and have that happen. But we're not going to push this thing or ram this thing through the legislature. We want to have a deliberative debate and discussion on it. And then, again, we'll work with our clerks across the state to ensure that we've got an appropriate time for implementation. If that could happen by April, so be it. If not, then we will be working hard to ensure that everything's in place for the 2012 presidential election.
We are talking with Joe Lipum, a Republican state senator from Sheboygan, author of the photo ID bill that would, or the voter ID bill that would require citizens to show a picture ID at the polls before registering or voting. Do you want this? What's your vote on this? 1-800-642-1234 or your question, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, talking with State Senator Joe Lipum about the voter ID bill in the state legislature that he authored that would require Wisconsin voters to show a picture ID to vote or to register to vote. And our first caller for him is Peter in Milwaukee. Hello, Peter.
Yeah, good morning. I'm about to start my 12th year working polling sites, both the east side, and from time to time I've been assigned to Central City or other parts of Milwaukee, within Milwaukee, city of Milwaukee. And I guess I'm working, you know, that where the rubber meets the road. I would ask your guest and the Republican forces in Madison to seriously consider slow down, folks. Let's prepare perhaps for September if there's going to be any changes with the voter ID. Now, perhaps I can live with having to look at when I worked at double set of books at the table to look at each individual ID. It may or may not be helpful. And indeed, there is, when I do a lot of registering, there are photo ID, of course, and other ID is necessary when you do the registering. But I think that it's one has to consider some of the implications, such as massive slowdown of the lines when it's hot and heavy. So think of the implications of what could affect we workers down on the line. Now, if in all these 12 years, or going on the 12th year now, I have yet to see any form of fraud. I mean, I'm wondering where this great fear is being generated from.
Yeah, well, all right. We touched on both those issues, but a further explanation on where is this fraud, Senator Lipum?
Well, first, let me say thanks to Peter for his service over the past 12 years. While he's compensated, the amount of hours and the work that they put in and all poll workers put in, I mean, again, is really underappreciated. And I just want to thank you for the commitment that you've made to helping our elections work as smooth as they can here in the state of Wisconsin and specifically in Milwaukee. And I would encourage you, Peter, to contact me directly because I would really appreciate your insight from, like you said, being on the front line to understand the concerns or your ideas as to how we can ensure that we're not slowing down or causing problems on election day through this requirement to have a photo ID shown by voters. We want to, you know, have this done and get this done right, and your specific ideas and concerns would be appreciated. Having said that, again, I think that we will develop those processes to ensure that we're not causing delays or causing additional problems at the polling places. And again, I think there will be an exchange that the producing of a photo ID with the person's name clearly printed and spelled out will help actually in some cases in actually moving the process along better than it currently does. And then in regard to the question of, as to why this is necessary, I agree that, again, the vast majority of the citizens of the state of Wisconsin, those that vote, participate and have great respect in our election processes and are legally and lawfully doing that. But there are, again, not only documented cases, but great concern about other activities that may be taking place in our elections across the state. And I think that our responsibility as a legislature and as a citizenry is to ensure that we have reasonable expectations and protections built into our election process to ensure that not only votes aren't being taken, but that we have a high level of confidence in our election system. And that's what I think the voter ID proposal does. It will not only ensure and protect against fraudulent activity, but it will build and create a higher degree of confidence in our elections. And that's really one of the most important parts to me. I have great respect for the fact that we have the right to elect our government leaders and our officials in this state and in this nation. And that system works best and can only work when people have confidence in the election process.
I don't mean to press it, but because our last guest said this, the people who have been convicted of voting improperly or voter fraud in the state of Wisconsin, those cases would not have been prevented by voter ID.
There are cases of double voting or voting under an individual's identity, and then the cases that the previous guest mentioned in regard to a felon voting. So there are a number of different types of fraudulent activity that have been documented and that are being prosecuted.
Our next caller is Dave in Mount Horeb. Hello, Dave.
Good morning. This past year, my daughter and my niece both turned 16. They had to go get their driver's license. So we live in Mount Horeb. We had to go to Platteville, 50 miles away, to get a driver's license. My sister, her daughter went to Richland Center. I don't know how far that is from Madison. That's probably 50 miles. Unfortunately, she didn't pass either. Second time, she had to go to Elkhorn to get a driver's license. My daughter tells me that one of her friends had to go from Mount Horeb to Eau Claire to get a driver's license. If the DOT can't even give out licenses without people having to go 50 to 200 miles away from home to get their licenses, how in the heck expensive is this going to be to get those 20% of the people who don't have driver's licenses to get them licenses? So you're not going to fund this. We know that because you're out there cutting government spending. The fraud, I don't think you can find more than 10 cases in this state where someone has committed fraud. The only thing you have is something that's not going to stop this. Every time I go in to vote, they say, what is your name? I tell them my name, and they look on a printed page. It's right there. The only way someone's going to vote fraudulently, it's simply not going to happen because the person that's voting is going to have to know who voted and what their name is and what their address is. This is nothing more than a provision to commit subterfuge and to avoid and to deny people the right to vote. It may not be a constitutional right. Perhaps it should be. But this is not. What you're attempting to do is to create greater antipathy about voters, and that is simply and plainly wrong. This is what we used to do in Alabama and Mississippi, and that's what you're doing today.
Lots of points there. I'll let you pick up wherever you want to, Senator Lipum.
Sure, and I think the gentleman was referring to a real backlog that's taking place within our Department of Transportation and the Department of Motor Vehicles, specifically relating to an individual that has to go through a driver's test or through the test, the actual road test. There's a tremendous delay right now, and people are having to, like in my area, they live in Sheboygan, but they may have to go up to Green Bay to be able to find a time to have a scheduled road test through the Department of Motor Vehicles. I've actually been working on that issue separately because I think it's crazy that an individual can't, within a reasonable time frame, schedule a road test to be able to get their driver's license and to partake in the privilege of driving in the state of Wisconsin. But that's a whole separate process from having to go into your local Department of Motor Vehicle office and get a state-issued ID. That doesn't require you to go to other locations. That's something that happens in the normal business proceedings, normal day of our DMV offices. And that's a totally different situation than what the caller is talking about.
Our guest from the League of Women Voters was hoping that the legislature might add or modify the legislation to make it easier on people to be able to get their license or state-issued ID by having more DMV offices open around the state. Is that going to happen?
Well, I think the Department of Transportation, again, not only because of this issue, but the driver scheduling issue that we just talked about, the Department of Transportation has that as a real challenge, because if we are requiring people to participate in government programs or services, then we should have accessibility to the institutions or the agencies of government that are required to make those things happen. So, again, not only for the provision of providing a photo ID but for voting, but for other aspects of the Department of Transportation, I think we in the legislature, working with the new administration, have to work to improve the accessibility of our transportation department.
Yeah, and she also wanted you to consider having some other types of identification be permissible, like perhaps a photo college ID.
Well, we have a number of different IDs that are specified in the bill, and you know, I feel comfortable with the availability and the accessibility to those identification cards. We'll be having a public hearing on the bill within the next couple of weeks, and again, we're open to hearing from the public on their ideas or their concerns, but the bill as drafted would require an individual to prove their identity with either a state-issued identification card, a driver's license, a military ID, or a state-issued voter certificate. And those are the IDs that are currently built in the bill. We believe the vast majority of the citizens of Wisconsin have those types of IDs. I mean, I've talked to people within the department. I've talked with, you know, citizens across the state from all age categories. And most citizens have a form of identification, either a state-issued identification card, so again, they can cash their checks, or they can participate in a government entitlement program, or they can, you know, go to rent their video or to purchase their adult beverages. They are in need of that ID, and most people have that. For those that don't, we want to work to ensure that we have a good process in place to ensure that they can access that identification that's required.
Our caller hinted at it. Let me ask you directly. Is this an attempt to suppress low-income minority voters, the elderly, other voters, those who might not have this ID card? Is this to suppress them from the polls because you think they vote Democratic?
Absolutely not. I mean, we have built-in provisions to deal with each of the categories that the gentleman and others are suggesting that this bill could suppress. If there's an economic reason that you're not able to afford the identification, we have covered that under the bill. If you're an individual that is living in a nursing home or in an assisted living facility, or you know, for other age-related issues, would not be able to go to a polling location to vote, you will be exempt from this photo identification requirement. And so, you know, under all of the – Governor Doyle used to do this. Whenever he vetoed the bill over, you know, the support of the vast majority of the citizens of the state, he would bring up, you know, the economic issue or the elderly issue. And I guess the governor never chose to read the bill, because in the bill that he was vetoing, we dealt with each of the objectionable areas that he was mentioning. And, you know, again, I respect that there's disagreement on the requirement to have an individual prove their identity to vote, but that disagreement should be based on facts and actual, you know, specific information that's in the bill. And really, the only issues that people are bringing up to say that this bill is going to be in doing any type of disenfranchisement are directly addressed in the bill.
And we have less than a minute to go. This is an individual bill to provide for photo ID. You're going to also introduce a constitutional amendment to put this into the Constitution?
Well, we're going to introduce a constitutional amendment to bring this question directly to the citizens of the state of Wisconsin. I believe, and I think the majority of the legislators currently in office and Governor Walker support and believe that this is a reasonable expectation to ask of a voter in Wisconsin. But we want to let the voters of Wisconsin and the citizens of Wisconsin to decide that ultimately, and they can do that by deciding through a referendum if they want to build this protection as we build other protections for our rights into the Constitution. And that will be another initiative that will move forward later this year.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Joel Lipum, Republican State Senator from Sheboygan. Thanks to Rob Ferret and to Chris Molina for producing the hour. I'm Joy Cardine.